Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. I sure love it when our friends from Dakota County stop in. And today we are joined by two environmental specialists with Dakota County. Jessica Dalzell is here, and also we have Rachel Kennedy. Jessica is going to tell us about the Fix-It Clinics, and Rachel is going to tell us about how we can become a recycling ambassador. Jessica, nice to see you. So I know a little bit about the Fix-It Clinics, but I really don't understand the whole program. Would you be so kind as to tell us? It's like a hidden gem. Why aren't people taking advantage of this? This is so cool.
Yeah, absolutely, Mo. So we want it to not be a secret. So thank you for having us here to get the word out. Basically, the Fix-It Clinics are a program where residents of Dakota County can come out and they can get up to 3 household items repaired or mended. So that could be things like a pair of pants that has a rip in the seam, a button needs sewn back on a jacket. This past weekend, we had a gentleman who was very passionate about getting his espresso maker fixed.
Were you able to do that?
Yeah, so coffee makers, espresso makers, KitchenAid mixers, hand mixers, all of that good stuff. Those are all acceptable items to bring into the clinic.
Well, I don't quite understand how somebody knows how to fix all these things.
Sure. So our fixers are mostly, as of right now, retired folks that were specialists in engineering or mechanical fields, auto shop mechanics, things like that. And so they're just really great with their hands, really knowledgeable folks. And they just will take apart an item and they will work on figuring out what is not working inside of it. And if it is something that requires a part to be ordered, they will help a resident find that part online, help get it ordered. And then the resident can bring the part back the next month and that fixer will help them get that part installed.
So these fixers are from all walks of life, it sounds
yes,
like.
Correct.
And they're tinkerers too, right? Mm-hmm. They like fixing things. Do you like fixing things?
I am not good at it. I will
no.
tell you what.
I don't know if I don't understand it, number one. But number two, I don't really have the patience for sometimes putsy stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I love that. So how do we make a determination, do you think, if this is something that could be fixed versus something that perhaps we have to buy something new?
So unfortunately, newer products, I would say, aren't always built to last as long as some of the older products.
Do you see that?
Yes, we do see that. But I will say our fixers are really great at determining the problems. So even if you think an item won't turn on, so it's a goner, you think that it won't even get power to it, there could be a fix, there could be a solution. Our fixers are really great at electrical fixes and mechanical fixes like that. So if maybe my hair dryer won't turn on, that's definitely something that we could look at. A toaster that won't heat up, you would think that should be a goner.
For sure.
But that's an item that we've seen before get fixed. So really, I would say bring anything in and our fixers will take a look at it and they will do the best they can.
I'm rethinking a lot of the things that I think I have thrown away or recycled.
Yeah, so our goal is to keep as much out of the landfill as possible. So again, feel free to come in and get a second opinion before you take it to recycling.
Well, let's talk about these Fix-It Clinics. You mentioned they're once a month?
Once a month, yes. So our next Fix-It Clinic is Saturday, October 18th. From 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that will take place at Farmington Library. And then for November and December, we will be up in West St. Paul and St. Paul for a combination clinic with Ramsey County. And then we'll be back in Hastings in January on Saturday, January 17th from 10 to 1.
So is this something that we would have to call ahead of time and make an appointment?
So there's no pre-registration required. So folks are welcome to come as they please. It is first come, first serve, and we do see quite a few folks come early to get their spot in line. But we do accept folks up until the end of the clinic. So as long as you make it in, I would say about 30 minutes before the end of the clinic, you have a good chance of getting your item taken care of that day.
And this is free.
It's free.
Such a wonderful service for people. You know what it kind of reminds me of is like the antique roadshow where you bring in and you're not sure if it's a treasure or not.
You know, that's so funny because somebody actually said that to me this past weekend and I had never heard that before and I've never seen the show. So, you know, I think I need to watch it now.
You totally do. People bring in things they've had in their families forever and sometimes they're very sad to find out it's only worth $5.
Sure.
And other times it's worth like $30,000 or something crazy.
So it's interesting the worth that people assign to things.
Very much so. Do you find that a lot of these folks that come in, even though they probably could replace some of the things, that there's a sentimental value, not necessarily for like a toaster or something, but have you seen things come in that people really are, oh gosh, I hope you can fix my mom's blah, blah, blah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I feel like we've seen maybe my grandmother's cuckoo clock or my uncle's watch, my mother's earrings, things like that. Absolutely.
That has to be so fulfilling.
Yeah, of course it is.
Do you have any success stories that you want to tell us about?
Sure. One of my most recent favorite success stories was in July. We hosted an outdoor clinic at Trapp Farm in Eagan, and an attendee brought an electric scooter that was no longer working, and our fixer was able to get it up and running, and the attendee ended up crying tears of joy. It turns out that electric scooter was her main mode of transportation, so she was without transportation while it was inoperable. So she was just so relieved to have it back, to be able to get around and, you know, continue living her life. And she ended up asking our fixer if she could give him a hug, and, you know, they accepted, and it was just a big cheesy moment. But that was one of my favorite stories. At this past clinic, we had a young child that had some stuffed animals mended, the seams repaired.
Oh, I never even thought of that.
And so his stuffed animals were able to be repaired, and we have a bell. So on the way out of the clinic, if your item was able to be repaired, we ask that you ring it just to, you know, signal to everybody in the room that you were successful. And this little boy rung the bell with such excitement. So it was really cute. It was a really good feel-good moment.
I can't imagine how fun that would be.
Yeah, the clinics are a very fun event, very good vibes, a really great community building opportunity. You get to meet some of your neighbors, check in with somebody that you haven't seen in a while, maybe. So yeah, we definitely love the community building aspect of it as well.
And I know that the community building aspect is a positive as well, but you really are saving things from landfills.
Yes. So that is our primary goal. So Rachel, my colleague here, and I both work on our environmental initiatives team at Dakota County. And our main goal is reducing waste to landfill. And so at the Fix-It Clinics, our goal is to repair as many items as possible to prevent those from being trashed and having to purchase new items. So at the clinics, if our fixers aren't able to repair an item, we do recommend folks take a look online to see if there's somebody that specializes in that type of repair elsewhere. So there are businesses throughout Dakota County that have repair services, alteration experience, things like that. And we do have a resource on our website that folks can use to look up those organizations as well. So we will refer them to that as the next step before going ahead and either taking it to the recycling zone or sending it to the landfill.
So these clinics started in 2016, and what are some statistics to show how successful they've been, please?
Sure, yeah. Since 2016, we have been able to divert more than 28,000 pounds of household items from Dakota County landfills.
That's incredible.
Yes, and just this year alone, we've had over 500 attendees come out to clinics throughout the county.
That's great. And what is your fix-it rate?
Our rate sits around 85% for our fixers.
That's super impressive.
Yes. And like I mentioned earlier, if they're not able to fix it on site, if a part needs ordered, they're happy to try to take a look at it again at the following clinic.
You mentioned this auto mechanic. Yes. Do you also look at vehicles?
Unfortunately, we do not look at vehicles. So the clinics do primarily take place indoors for liability reasons. We focus primarily on those household appliances and things that are maybe a little less dangerous to work on.
Well, I just think this is so cool. How do you find your people that do the fixing, and do you look for more volunteers?
We are always in the market for more volunteers. So if you have any interest in tinkering or pulling apart items and trying to find Mo's shaking her head over here. If any of our listeners are interested, you can visit Dakota County's website and search Fix-It Clinics. And there's more information on the website on upcoming clinics, what to bring to the clinics, who we're looking for in terms of volunteers. But again, just anybody that has a good attitude, is willing to try. Patience is important. Like you said, it takes a lot to take apart an item. And then again, just being willing to help out their community.
That is so cool. Yeah. Well, we love this. Give the dates of the next upcoming ones, please, again, Jessica.
Yeah, so in October, we'll be at the Farmington Library on Saturday, October 18th. From 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. In November, we will be in West St. Paul. And then in December, we will be in St. Paul. So I know those are a little bit out of your listener range, but we will be back in Hastings in January, on January 17th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that will be at Pleasant Hill Library.
Wonderful information. Thank you so much. Rachel, tell me about this Recycling Ambassador Program. It sounds so exciting.
It's very exciting. So the Recycling Ambassador Program is a program where we teach people all things reduce, reuse, recycle. It's one class a week for 6 weeks, and we go through the history of solid waste. We talk about landfills, recycling centers, compost facilities, how to reduce waste, and how you can be a successful volunteer in your community.
So tell me again some of those points that you just made.
Sure. We talk about history of solid waste.
Yes, I'm interested in that. What is the history of solid waste?
Oh, gosh. You'll have to become a recycling ambassador to know the history of solid waste, because I outsourced that presentation colleague of mine.
I don't even know what solid waste is.
Yeah, so solid waste
is garbage?
Yep. Okay. Yep, so we're talking anything that could potentially end up in the landfill. And like Jessica said, our goal is to divert the amount of things that do end up in the landfill.
Where is the closest landfill around here? Is it the one kind of by Pine Bend?
There's several landfills in Dakota County.
And they are filling up as we speak, right?
Correct. Yeah. Yes. We could probably get somebody from our team to give us a stat.
Yeah.
But I do know that the average person produces about 4.5 pounds of garbage a day.
What?
Yes.
That's terrible news.
That's terrible news.
4.5 pounds of garbage a day?
Yes, and I did learn that stat back in college, so please don't out me if I'm no longer accurate.
So yes, we do want to become recycling ambassadors. So this program, how would we go about signing up for it?
Sure. So we have a website page dedicated to recycling ambassadors. You just go to the Dakota County website and you search recycling ambassadors. It'll pop up. We do have a current class you can sign up for right now. It'll start on October 7th, go through November 11th. And then once you graduate, we ask that graduates spend 30 hours volunteering in Dakota County to kind of pay back their class. And then you're officially a recycling ambassador once you've hit 30 hours. So recycling ambassadors is just kind of it's a volunteer-based program. They're kind of our trusted volunteer base in the county. So if we do need folks to man waste stations, show people what they can recycle, what can go into the organics container to be composted, what needs to go in the trash, and other types of waste-related activities, fix-it clinics, mm-hmm. we know that they'll deliver the right information to the people who are asking questions, because the world of solid waste and recycling is very nuanced, and it can be an overwhelming subject to teach. And so we equip our graduates with that knowledge to be able to answer and navigate those difficult conversations.
Well, that's interesting that we can actually go to this academy. It would be very fun to attend. And how often is it offered?
One class a week for 2 hours, so it's really not super overwhelming. We host it twice a year, spring, fall, dates vary. We host it in a mix of in-person and online. Sometimes it's fully virtual, sometimes it's always in-person. For this upcoming fall class, I'm kind of doing a mix, so the first and the last class will be in-person, just so you can get to know the folks that you'll be volunteering with and kind of create that mm-hmm. sense of community, and then the rest will be virtual.
So since 2014, how many people have gone through this class?
We have over 500 graduates.
Wow.
So I think we're at 507.
That is incredible.
Yes. Yeah, it's amazing. We even have some legacy volunteers, I'll call them, who've racked up hundreds of hours volunteering for the county. We still have active volunteers from the first class, the first ever recycling ambassador class. They're still actively volunteering for this program. So it's pretty cool.
What do you see that people are getting out of this class?
People are getting, I would say, three major things. So one, they're getting a lot of knowledge. They're able to kind of make the connections in their own life of what I throw away. Now I'm starting to pay attention to what I'm throwing away. You know, we just talked about composting in our recent class. Okay, well, now I'm thinking about all the food that I'm putting in my trash. Well, maybe I can take it to a food scraps drop-off site. I'm thinking about all of the machinery that I've thrown away or electronics I've thrown away, and maybe I could have taken them to a fix-it clinic. So I think people start to form those connections, and I think that that's kind of where it starts, is people start to make little changes in their own lives. And I think, you know, we need 99% of people making small changes. We don't need, you know, one person making a ton of changes, right? So, but if you can just make a small little incremental change and do something a little bit differently, I mean, that is only going to help you be able to talk to other people to make that change. Second, I think that people, they get more confidence in our recycling system. So there's a lot of skepticism out there about recycling, but
why is that?
I think a lot of the news kind of sensationalizes recycling as a whole entire country when recycling is really so local and regional. And we have a great system in the Twin Cities. Like 95% of your items that you recycle stay local in the Twin Cities or in Minnesota. I think a few little percent goes like out to the Midwest, but it all stays, you know, pretty local. So, and I think people just hear, you know, different things from different streams of information, and it just gets really overwhelming. And I know that the rules for recycling have changed before. So you said, you know, need to take labels off of your cans. Now you can leave the labels on the cans. People hear all kinds of things about caps. Do they stay on? Do they stay off? So in the Recycling Ambassador Program, we go through all of the painstaking details about recycling and how to recycle right. And, you know, we try to make it as digestible as possible for people. To reinforce what we learn, we offer field trips. So you can go, can hop on a bus with us. We will go to a recycling facility. You can see recyclables be dropped off, hit the conveyor belts, and go through that process. We'll go to a landfill so you can see what it looks like when we don't recycle things right. And when things need to go here. We also tour our household hazardous waste facility, the recycling zone in Eagan. So we take a tour of that. And then we also tour a compost facility. Leading into that, I think that that helps people have dialogue with people who maybe are skeptical. You know, you can say, no, I do know that your recycling gets recycled because I've seen it. I've seen the facility where it goes. And I think now it's kind of difficult to have certain conversations with folks. And so we really try to equip them with the confidence to help them navigate talking with the skeptic sometimes, you know.
So again, we can take part in this, and this is free as well. How would we go about doing that? How would we go about registering, please?
Yeah, it's totally free. You can just go to the Dakota County website, search Recycling Ambassadors, and then there's a big red button where you can fill out your information and get signed up.
And when is the next program, please?
Next program starts October 7th. It's every Tuesday until November 11th from 6 to 8 p.m.
And then I'm an ambassador after I do my volunteer work.
Yep, after you graduate. Yep, do 30 hours of volunteering. You can volunteer with the county. You can volunteer. A lot of our cities have solid waste-related volunteer activities. But we also want to encourage recycling ambassadors to make changes in their communities that maybe we don't have outreach into. And so if you wanted to, if you live at an apartment complex or townhome and you wanted to organize a litter cleanup and sorting, you know, we have the equipment you can check out to safely do that with your residents. If you wanted to, you know, maybe help your workplace divert anything from the landfill or help them recycle more, you know, we count those as volunteer hours as well. As Jessica said, we'll take all the volunteers we can get for our stuff, but we're really interested in seeing, you know, what you can think of in your community. So a fun example, we had a resident, before they even graduated the program, they organized a litter cleanup for their apartment on like week two or three or something. And I was like, wow, they're super motivated. I'm super glad to have you. And then another recycling ambassador, he put up signs at his apartment, pickleball courts, because folks kept recycling their broken or unwanted pickleballs. And pickleballs need to go into the trash. And so he put up signs that said, hey, please put your pickleballs in the trash if you're not going to use them or if they're broken. And he said he hasn't had to dig through the recycling for pickleballs in a long time because he's not seen them in there. So just these little things, you know, that really do make a difference.
Well, you both are making a difference. Thank you for coming in. This was so interesting. Environmental specialist with Dakota County, Jessica Dalzell, and also Rachel Kennedy. And we're so grateful for their time today. And again, more information can be found on Dakota County's website, which is dakotacounty.us. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.